The United Nations inquiries accused Israel of deliberately targeting and killing Palestinian children, resulting in genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes in Gaza. Israel's rejected the findings from the UN's Independent International Commission of Inquiry. And you might remember back in September, this same commission found Israel had committed genocide in Gaza, accusations Israel called scandalous. A bit of context first, let's go back to the October 7 attacks in 2023. Militants from Hamas stormed into Israel, killing well over 1,000 people and taking more than 250 hostages. Israel retaliated, and its offensive in Gaza killed more than 73,000 Palestinians. So during the war, this UN investigation's been examining violations against Palestinian children. Let's look at what it found. The commission says about 30% of the Palestinians in Gaza killed in a two-year period were children, and that's higher than previous conflicts in the Strip. The investigation says it documents cases demonstrating a consistent pattern of children being deliberately targeted. This includes Israeli forces shooting directly at children's vital organs using drones and snipers. The commission says the use of large bombs designed to cause maximum casualties, which killed children in high numbers, indicated intentionality. The commission says children were intentionally targeted because Israeli forces considered the civilian population to be associated with Hamas and other armed groups. Here's the chair of the inquiry, Srinivasan Mulida.
The Israeli security forces have deliberately targeted and killed Palestinian children and destroyed their childhood.
The commission says the harm inflicted on Palestinian children aimed to destroy the existence of the Palestinians in Gaza as a group. Srinivasan Mulida says Israel was undermining the capacity of the Palestinian people to exist and shape their future.
Israel targets children to weaken demographic vitality and deny the Palestinian people's right to self-determination.
The report also looked into Israel's actions in the occupied West Bank. The commission found a sharp increase in violence by Israeli settlers against Palestinian children.
The settler violence in the West Bank functions as a means of implementing Israeli state policies, with both the state and violent settler groups working in collaboration towards the same strategic objective, unlawful territorial expansion.
So what's Israel's response been to this UN investigation? The Israeli government's published an 18-page document picking apart the commission's findings, calling them a libelous sham. Israel says Hamas has recruited and exploited Palestinian children as fighters, messengers, and human shields, including for direct attacks on Israeli forces. It says the commission disregards Israel's efforts to alleviate civilian harm. However, the report was critical of Hamas. It concluded the listed terrorist group repeatedly committed grave abuses against Palestinians in Gaza. So while this investigation puts more political pressure on Israel, a lasting peace in Gaza remains a long way off. There's been a ceasefire since October, but fighting continues to break out. Still, no agreement's been reached for Israeli troops to withdraw, Hamas to disarm, and Gaza to be rebuilt. This week, residents say an Israeli strike killed a teenage girl as she walked to her high school to take an exam. The latest instance of devastation being felt there and across the region.